It was expected to be a day of drama, reckoning, of nailing colors to the mask in the National Assembly. MPs were expected to vote on the Section 89 independent panel report that said that President Cyril Ramaphosa has a case to answer for possible impeachment. That has now been postponed till at least next week. Joining me now, Associate Editor at the Daily Maverick, who covers Parliament for the publication, Marian Merton. Late night meeting by the National Assembly Planning Committee last night. Present was the Chief Whip, Chief Whips of political parties, legal advisors of Parliament, as well as the Speaker of the National Assembly. Why will that vote not go ahead today, Marian?
Well, I think until it actually happens, one can speculate as much as one can. I think this is one of the lessons out of this saga. And yes, late night meeting of the programming committee. It started at 9. It finished shortly after 10. And the result is that there was unanimous agreement by all the parties to delay. And I think it is part and parcel of the gives and takes that happens in a multi-party institution like Parliament. So opposition parties, since last week, were very clear. They had a meeting among themselves on the 2nd of December and said, we need to have a vote. We need to have a proper vote. It needs to be a manual vote of every single MP. And we need to have a physical sitting to do this, because the whole Section 89 Independent Assessment Panel report and recommendations is of such gravity that that needs to happen. So a whole range of meetings would have happened behind the scenes. A whole range of proposals, letters were written from the ATM who had initiated this motion, the DA, the EFF, all to the Speaker, Nosis and Makula, and then the Programming Committee, which met last night, which is the decision-taking committee in Parliament.
So, Marian, we're going to try and get you... Sorry, your line broke up there. We're going to try and get you on a better line. Marian Merton of the Daily Maverick, writing late last night after that late night parliamentary planning committee meeting, deciding to postpone that Section 89 independent panel report vote in the National Assembly. Let's see if we can get Marian Merton back on the line. Is she there, Bruce? Well, we'll wait just a little bit. But your thoughts, 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Marian, hopefully this is a better life. We forget that logistics still plays an important role, or will play an important role, of this particular vote. Remembering that there are still many hybrid sittings, hybrid committees that still sit in the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces as a result of the COVID lockdown. And of course, there's that little thing of the National Assembly building being razed in that January fire. Why would it be important? Of course, MPs met all together in a room at the last State of the Nation address in this Cape Town City Hall. But why is logistics also a factor in what is surely a process and a political conversation? Why is logistics a factor here?
I think you've outlined clearly. The venue is an issue. With the fire in Parliament, the National Assembly, which would have then accommodated the 400 MPs, is not available, full stop. It has almost been a year, and while there are some committee rooms, there's nothing currently available within Parliament, unless plans are being made around the NCLP chamber that can accommodate all 400 MPs. And so logistics are important. Look, logistics also is one of the reasons and one of the outcomes of this hybrid sitting is you dial into on the online platform and all of that. You can be anywhere in the country. And if you have a physical sitting, you need to come to Cape Town. Now, one of the reasons that I'm sure other listeners will also be familiar with is flights are a bit scarce and scheduled at odd times. Presumably the outcome of the COVID lockdown restrictions, presumably some economic outcomes as well. So those are the issues. But really, logistics aside, if there's a will, there's a way. Yeah. And the crucial thing is really, it is the first time in South Africa's democratic constitutional democracy that there is now a recommendation that a sitting president has a case to answer for.
The logistics also plays into the politics of it all. Sorry, Mario, the line is very sketchy. But logistics also plays into the politics of it all. Also decided last night is that the vote will be a manual roll call, where you write that every MP must publicly declare yay or nay on whether they agree with adopting the report. What would have happened in the past, if it was in the National Assembly sitting, it would be simply pressing a button, yes or no, whether you adopt or agree with the report, and then it is calculated. Much later, we would have the results on which MP voted in which fashion. With many, or should I say a handful of ANC MPs, and I'm thinking of the Supramaumapelas, I'm thinking of the Mervyn Dirk, saying that, well, yes, they're going to support this report. That is a political statement if you have to stand up in whatever venue is allocated, whether it be the convention center or whether it be in your seating in the city hall, to stand up, and it will be either a sign of defiance or a sign of Cyril Ramaphosa's power and whether a non-Ramaphosa supporting MP gets up, either stands by the party line or say, I'm standing in defiance of the sitting president of my party.
Absolutely. I just want to take a step back, and the manual, the call for a manual roll call vote, so to speak, actually does come for the DA. I think the intention was to absolutely specifically record everyone's vote, because what has happened in these hybrid sittings is that the chief whip or a person delegated stands up in the National Assembly and says, I've got so-and-so many members in the House, I've got so-and-so many members online, we all vote yes or no for the report. So basically a manual roll call, which will happen on this very important matter, would be then a recording of everyone's individual votes, which we haven't had in quite a while with this hybrid system. Now, it was the opposition parties that, the DA specifically, that wanted this. Look, politically in the past, we've had individual ANC MPs who may have disagreed with the party line, quietly talking. Sometimes they put their name to it, sometimes they didn't, saying that they will object and they will vote against. And then when the moment comes, they will actually toe the party line, or they will make sure that they have a doctor's certificate and they're not in the in the room. So that will be certainly somebody like me who watches parliamentary politics, but I think just about anybody with an interest in politics will watch. Will this be the moment where those ANC MPs who disagree with what the party is saying, will they stand up and be counted? As, for example, Julius Malema, the leader of the EFF, called on them to do yesterday publicly. It'll be very interesting, and it'll be a key moment also, I think, for the ANC conference and see how that may play out.
Myron, finally, questions raised early yesterday that when Cyril Ramaphosa filed papers challenging the report in court, and whether the principle of sub judice then becomes part of the picture, and whether or not this debate could go ahead now that the president has filed a motion to contest that Section 89 panel report. That doesn't fall into the conversation anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't. We had legal advice last night to say nothing prevents Parliament from pursuing its constitutional responsibilities, oversight, accountability, transparency. And remember, it was Parliament that actually initiated the Section 89 independent panel process as part of an impeachment motion brought by the ATM. And look, it was very, very clear. Sub judice doesn't really exist in this country. However, Parliament still has a rule on its rule in its rule book that says that MPs should not reflect negatively on matters that where judgment is pending. In light of that parliamentary rule, a legal opinion was sought for the programming committee. That legal opinion came back to say there is no automatic or absolute bar on Parliament considering and pursuing its constitutional responsibilities.
Marianne Merton of the Daily Maverick, thanks so much for joining us. 021-446-0567. Your thoughts, drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.